Okay. And we back. What's good, y'all? Today's episode is brought to you by CastBox, the best podcast player and app you can use to find, download, and listen to your favorite shows, radio stations, and audiobooks. Also, a super easy way to create your own content from the intuitive online dashboard or through the app itself. Check it out on the Apple Store or download off Google Play and begin exploring the awesome world of ideas today. Okie dokie, artichokey. Let's get into it. So, we're pulling up on the last day here. I pray you got something out of this. I know I did. Here's the thing. I don't really plan that well. I'm more of an impromptu type of fella. So, each of these podcasts were written up and recorded on the day that I published. Which means, I'm learning these things too. Please don't get it twisted. I don't know anything. I just like to observe. Problem is, these observations often get jumbled in my crazy brain, so I figured, why not get them out? It's not like I'm doing anything more important. Hence the music, poetry, blog posts, podcasts, even the book. All are simply exercises in self-expression. I'm just trying to get my head straight. So don't take me too seriously. Again, I'm not an expert. Just your friendly neighborhood schizo, passing along some perspective. I hope you feel me. And if not, I hope you at least begin to feel yourself. So, day 9 of 10. The word is resilience. The question, how does one optimize for growth? We already covered growth a bit in part 6 on evolution, but I wanted to revisit the subject from another point of view. Because you can know how to grow, you can even have all the ingredients, but absent the proper conditions, you'll remain static. It's like a seed, right? That little thing already has all it requires to create life, but without soil, sunlight, and water, it'll remain a seed, no matter how much it wants to be a flower. The reason I chose the word resilience was in part due to a friend that I've been talking to recently. He's a farmer in middle America, and in one of our conversations, we hit on the topic of sustainability. Because I thought that was the end goal, to be sustainable. But he informed me that at the end of the day, the real goal is to be self-sufficient. Sustainability is like a step below that. It implies that a system must be maintained in some capacity in order for it to continue being productive. Ultimately, it requires some form of external intervention to remain functional. The second law of thermodynamics says that all systems naturally degenerate. It's like, no matter how perfect your machine, it will eventually fail. But to be resilient, on the other hand, is to be internally reinforced. It's like the ability to recover. Anti-fragility is a term coined by Nassim Taleb, and it's a similar concept, i.e., bend but don't break. The point is no longer to keep everything pristine. Now, the goal is to effectively roll with the punches and remain an active participant in the game called life. Maintaining flexibility throughout the trials and challenges that you will endure can prove difficult. But if we're somehow able to create the conditions that would make growth inevitable, then we wouldn't have to worry that much about maintenance. We would graduate to a new state of being that only requires us to be ourselves. What a beautiful thing that would be. Hence the question. Again, for those who don't listen, how does one optimize for growth? And I think my answer is meditate. Nah, I'm joking. You should do that though. The real answer is to see the world as it is by focusing on feedback loops. On some real talk, this is definitely something I still struggle with. I tend to be disappointed by people, but I've recently realized that disappointment only comes from misplaced expectations. I failed to create an accurate picture of the world as is. Essentially, I depended on something outside of myself, and I paid the price. This is the opposite of resilience. Remember, the goal is to be self-sufficient, to be internally reinforced. To truly optimize a thing requires iterations. There's levels to this, which leads me back to feedback loops. Feedback is information. So feedback loops are systems created to extract information by rerouting outcomes back as inputs to create a sort of chain based on cause and effect. It's a self-perfecting mechanism that allows the participant to learn and improve in real time without the need of any external maintenance. In fact, you use them all the time. You probably just don't label them because you're not a weirdo like me. But every time you wish to improve on a skill or build a habit, your body uses feedback loops connected to your endocrine system. The hormones that run through your veins aren't random. They are responses to stimuli that aim to direct your action in a particular way. Most loops follow a basic pattern. Learn, implement, test, and then learn. It keeps on going back on itself, right? So you learn something new. Then you apply the lesson implementation. You record the results, test, and then you learn some more. And it just keeps on going like that. Unless you manage to reach perfection in this life. Kudos to you. But the point is that it's process over results, right? Journey over destination. And we know these things. But I feel like it's about time we acted on them. Optimizing for growth and building resilience still feels a little bit vague. So let's add a practical step, yeah? Yesterday's word was start. And you should have written down some goals. And if you haven't, stop. Right now. Go back. I'm serious. No cheating. If you did, congratulations. You're further along than most. Believe it or not, many people go their entire lives without getting to know who they even are, let alone what they want, and forget chasing it. So you got to be aware first. Remember, part one, awareness? And most people are not at all. Anyway, I came up with this exercise, and I feel like it's a good way to start extracting some of the information from your own goals in a way that allows you to pursue them more authentically. So, we'll end on this exercise. It should take 10 minutes or so, but obviously I'm not going to stay here the whole time. You got to do it yourself. The top 3 to 6 goals that you kept from yesterday, break each of those down into bite-sized goals, right? So if your main goal was to be a millionaire, maybe a bite-sized one is to start a business or to build a bank account that has 5 figures, whatever. Each big goal should have at least 3 smaller ones that feed into it. This is just to allow your brain to actually conceptualize what the steps are. Because what I found is sometimes the big goals can seem so scary that you don't even do anything. It's like paralysis of analysis and you just stay in place. So it helps to kind of get smaller ones. That way you can work your way up. After you've done that, write down a few ways in which you could test your progress. Metrics matter. And the measurement tools you decide to use will impact the way that you're able to learn and improve. Like if you're trying to lose weight, you use a scale, right? Same thing applies here. So whatever your goals are, figure out the best ways that you can measure them. That way, after you implement and then test, you can actually learn. And then the process starts back over again. Once you've solidified this approach, don't wait. Do it. The whole point of a feedback loop is to learn as much as possible. And you can't do that if everything remains stuck in the initial learning phase. Theories are nice. Results are better. You are the seed. Everything is already inside, dude. Now, go bury yourself in the right soil. Get you a liter of fresh water. And then find some sun. Cool? Cool. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace. This episode of Hello, My Name Is was written, produced, and recorded by me. If you'd like to get in touch or have any questions or comments, hit me up on Twitter at Tasso with 3 underscores. If you're the more emailing type, Tasso11793@outlook.com. Be sure to leave a review, download an episode, subscribe for future alerts, all that stuff. It matters. And you can also buy my book. That's all for today, folks. Much love. Thanks again for listening. And don't forget to be yourself. Honestly, that's the only person worth being. Anyway, I love you. Stay well. Keep pushing. I'll talk to you tomorrow.